Number 2. Listen to the passage. On a piece of paper, take notes on the main points of the listening passage.
We've seen that polysemic words are words that have numerous meanings. Well, there is a really special group of polysemic words, and this special group consists of words that have not just different meanings, but opposite meanings. Think about this, that there can be one word in English that has not just different meanings, but meanings that are, in some sense, opposite. Think about the words bolt and fast. If you bolt something, perhaps you bolt your door, then this means that it's locked, fast, or fastened, and cannot move or open. However, if someone decides to bolt, then he or she is running away and running away very fast. So, the word bolt can mean locked and not moving, or conversely, can mean moving very quickly. The same can be said of the word fast. This word can also mean locked and not moving, or moving very quickly. Another interesting word of this type is the word sanction. Just think about what this word means. If you sanction something, it means that you permit it. However, if you put a sanction on something, then it means the opposite. In this case, it means that you don't permit it. Okay, keep in mind that these words that you just learned about, bolt and fast and sanction, are polysemic words, because each can have different meanings. But they are special kinds of polysemic words, because their meanings aren't simply different. Their meanings are opposite in some sense.